Welcome back. Welcome back to the IRC FM for the first time today. I'm IRC, coming to you from the Central Missionary Position, and it's a marvellous day to be here for IRC FM episode 222. Now I'm going to cross down to Tony for his pitch report. Some of you will be face-palming right now. Some of you will be thinking Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 222 of IRC FM. Quite appropriately, really, it's an IRC FM Australia episode. This one's for you, Richie. Anywho, we've got some great music coming up. Some of you will understand the 222 reference. Marvellous effort, that. And some of you won't. It basically comes from a comedian who I'd never be able to play on this show, Billy Birmingham, otherwise known as the 12th Man. Some 25 years ago, he wrote a song called Marvellous, and he started basically taking the piss out of the Channel 9 cricket commentary team here in Australia. And it's partly because of Billy Birmingham that some of those guys have actually still got jobs, I think. Because that guy, he increased the awareness of the cricket coverage, and people would just tune in to the cricket just to listen to the actual commentators and wait for them to say something like they would on the 12th Man albums. Now, Billy Birmingham, he does the majority of the voices himself. And so while you might have, let's say, for instance, 10 separate people on the cricket commentary team and they commentate in pairs or in threes, Billy Birmingham would be doing the majority of the voices himself. Yes, marvellous effort, that. Welcome back to the SCG. Welcome back. And he'd throw in all these catchphrases, and what they used to do was they used to poke fun of the cricket players' names, especially like the Pakistanis and the Indians and all of that sort of stuff. But it's it's interesting that I thought, oh, episode 222 is coming up. And so I thought I'd mention it. Now, I recall at one stage that while these albums were out, and he's released several different albums, usually spaced by years apart, these albums in Australia would be popular enough to overtake any of the albums that are on the charts. And so, yes, that's a marvellous effort, that. You know, for a spoken word album or a comedian to be able to overtake all the people in the Australian and overseas music industries and the top of the charts, it is a marvellous effort. Anywho, as I said, I can't really play it, but I'd love to be able to insert the song Marvellous here to give you a sneak peek of what exactly it is I'm talking about. Actually, I might do it anyway. Here it is.
To move and groove and shake their funky things a little bit. You got my guitar there, Bill?
Got it, yes, here you are, Richie.
Okay, let's see what this little baby can do. Let's go! Ya-da-da. Ya-da-da.
You know, Richie, you really are a marvelous guitarist.
Yeah, you like that, do you, Tone? Yeah, dig that groove. Ya-da. The MCG, or the Gabba, or the Wacker, or the Adelaide Oval, or the SCG, it doesn't matter where we are, down under in Australia this summer, because when it's summer in Australia, if you don't like cricket, I can tell you it's a real bummer, that because cricket is the number one game in town.
Yo!
Just ask anyone around.
Yo!
Yo, boys, and from Bondi in the east across to Bunbury in the west, from Darwin to the Dandenongs, whatever your address might be, you can see me on the TV. Well, not just me, but the commentary team. They're sort of my boys, if you know what I mean. You know, I thought captaining Australia was a pretty tough job. but I can tell you it's absolutely nothing compared to looking after this mob. Let me see. There's Bill and Tony.
Morning, Rich.
Morning, all.
And Greg and Ian.
Yes, morning, Rich.
And our guests, Michael H and David G.
Cool, man.
And, of course, there's me. And we say, what a marvellous catch. That's a marvellous shot.
They're a marvellous crowd, the Victorians.
Come on, fellas, let's kick it. We're the commentary team, and we call the game. It's marvellous. Yes, everything's marvellous. Because it's marvellous. Yes, it's M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S. That's right, it's M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S. Yes, indeed, it really is a marvellous effort, that. You know, every summer night when my head hits the pillow, I drift off to sleep and I dream about leather.
What?
And Willow Bill and Border and Bernie and Dino McDermott or Healy, whoever it might be, in this super Australian side for season 92, 93.
What about Big Moon?
Yes, maybe.
He's a hero, this man.
Oh, come on, turn it up, Willie. He might be to you.
Well, he's got a lot of guts.
Well, he eats too much food. Hey, hey, you two. Now, it really doesn't matter. Look, no one gives a stuff if Big Moon's a little fatter. Just as long as we're thrashing those Pakis or Poms or Sri Lanka or the Windies, doesn't matter where they're from. It might be India, South Africa, Zimbabwe or New Zealand. But if I don't take a breath, I reckon I just might be keeling over soon. I'm trying to carry on and do my best.
Come on, Rich, you can't afford to take a rest.
Ah, stretch.
Come on, Rich, we'll get you through it.
Ah, Jack.
We know it's hard, but you can do it.
Ah, thanks a lot, fellas. I think I'm okay. I'll live another day to say what a marvellous stroke.
And that's a marvellous knock.
What a marvellous throw.
That's a marvellous ball.
Come on, everybody. Take it time. We're the commentary team and we reckon everything's marvellous. It's marvelous. That's right, it's marvelous. That's right, it's M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S. You heard me, M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S. Yes, indeed, it really is a marvellous effort, that. My name is Richie, and I'm the king. I'm the king commentator, I'm the number one thing. But I'm a singer, too, and I'm a jammer. And that's when I become MCG Hammer, and I feel a solo coming on, Bill.
Do it, Richie!
Yo!
You're gonna be hard fast, Rich.
You got a ton.
Oh, well played.
Magnificent solo effort. This is your guitar hero, this man.
What a marvellous match.
It's a marvellous pitch.
What a marvellous game.
Come on, I want to hear everybody. Let's rally. How about that? We're the commentary team, and we reckon everything's marvellous. Keep it down a bit, please, especially you, Snowy.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Everything.
Dig it.
Marvelous. Everything's marvelous.
Yes, it's
M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S.
Spell it out. It's
M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S.
Hey, hey, back off a bit, Curly. This is our song. MCG Hammer, Bill.
Yo, Richie.
Yo, yourself. Spell it out. It's
M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S.
One more. It's
M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S.
Are you okay, Rich?
I think everything's okay, Tony. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's marvelous.
Everything's marvelous.
Everything's
M-A-R-V-E-L-L-O-U-S. marvellous effort. That was way back from 1991-92, about the time that I actually discovered the 12th Man. If you can imagine all the things that you shouldn't say during a cricket commentary session, the 12th Man is pretty much it. If you go to YouTube and just type in the 12th Man, you'll be able to hear a lot of what I was talking about.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are.
Now, let's kick things off, and we're going to play some great Indian unsigned music. And, of course, that song wasn't India or unsigned, but these guys certainly are. We've got a range of artists today coming to you courtesy of the artist directly and also SGC Media, Pressier Publicity, Jamendo and Airplay Direct. And it's also going to be a sort of a mini preview for Deadfest, which I've been banging on about for weeks. Well, the day's finally arrived, and indeed you might be actually listening to this after Deadfest is over, but you'll be able to hear a Deadfest special on next Monday's episode of IRC FM Metal Monday, so that will be absolutely awesome. So we're going to kick things off with a solo artist called The Mad Pride, and when I saw the title of the first song, I thought, yep, I have to include this. So The Mad Pride is a solo artist by the name of Rowan from Sydney. He puts himself in so many different categories: alternative, folk, noir, psychedelic, post-rock, neoclassical, gothic, post-punk, and psych folk. He combines 60s psychedelia, folk, noir, post-rock, neoclassical, and dark wave. The Mad Pride has been described as haunting and ominous, like Syd Barrett and David Bowie collaborating on a Tim Burton film soundtrack. Comparisons are often made to Radiohead, Grizzly Bear, Eric Satie, Opeth, Nick Cave and Leonard Cohen. During 2009-2010, Rowan released three original albums in which he moved seamlessly from avant-garde psych folk experimentation to neoclassical soundscapes and beyond. His do-it-yourself ethic motivated him to play the majority of the instruments himself and to record them alone in his Wollongong-based apartment. The Mad Pride is a reference to the mass movement known as Mad Pride. Mad Pride activists seek to re-educate the general public on such subjects as the causes of mental disorders, the experiences of those using the mental health system, and the global suicide pandemic. So, from Mad Pride, we're going to have two songs in a row. Now, as I said, once I saw the title of this first song, it had to be included. We're going to hear a song called Berserker Gang, and Berserk in the title, so hey, it had to go in. And then after that, let's hear History Books.
To where you are. Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Plus the air in your mother's lungs when her father tore her fences down. Plastic bags and Panadol was out. Love with a soul Gibson 335, and her father's dream died that night. Just to keep that electricity on. And it's the darkest side of my heart that dies when you come to me. And it's the golden ticket I win when you kill my enemies. I hear the father's cry and the softest sigh when I'm empty. But if you leave me out high in a game like SimCity, oh, when I die, I'm alive. When I lose, I find my identity.
So, if I died on my bedroom floor, would you cry on your bedroom floor? Tattoo my name underneath your arm. Ooh, love, I was alive in the olden days, been put to death in this golden age. I accolade TV.
It's the darkest side of my heart that dies when you come to me. It's the golden ticket I win when you kill my enemies. I hear the father's cry and the softest sigh when I'm empty. But if you leave me, I'll get me gone, drown face down, muddy in the water. Oh, when I die, when I die.
Now, believe it or not, the last two songs that we heard there, Take a Bullet to the Grave by Sounds Like Chicken and The Darker Side by The Middle East, they're sort of interrelated, really. Sounds Like Chicken sounds like a great name, but it's also a great sound, as I think you'd agree there. The band were from Melbourne. They were released on Boomtown Records, and the band formed in 1999 and disbanded in 2007. And at the time, they were one of Australia's most well-known ska bands and one of the most popular Christian bands in the country, combining a musical blend of ska, hardcore, reggae and rock. They placed a high emphasis on touring and were well-known for their high-energy live performances. And so some of the members from Sounds Like Chicken actually went over and are now in a band which a lot of people rave about, called The Middle East from Queensland. And their new album is I Want That You're Always Happy, and that's available at all of the usual downloady places. And in Australia and New Zealand, you can also buy that at JB Hi-Fi. One of my favourite stores to go into, actually. Not that this is an advertisement for JB Hi-Fi. So The Middle East from Queensland, from Townsville in Queensland, the song that we heard from The Middle East was called The Darker Side.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to IRC FM episode 222. And we just heard from Sydney there, Dero Keen, with his song, How I Miss You. And after that, the song that you just heard was called Lies by Basic Desire. Kero Dean is from Sydney. He puts himself in the electronica, pop and rock categories. Sometimes it's very difficult to put yourself in a category, especially if you've only got a few boxes to choose from. Kero Dean makes lots of different styles of music, from solo piano to electronica, rock music and experimental. He encourages you to share his music with your friends, remix it, sample it, and do anything that you want with it. He generally makes music for his own enjoyment, but he also hopes that others enjoy it as well. And so the last artist that we heard was Basic Desire. They're an Australian duo that combines electronic sounds with truly melodic and dynamic vocals. They specialise in power ballads and emotionally charged trance. And the song that you heard there from Basic Desire was called Lies. You're listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 222. And if you'd like any further details about any of the artists that you hear on this episode or to listen to other episodes, you can go to IRCFMAustralia.com and episode 222. Now, the song that we just heard was from Low Lakes, and the song was called Song for Motion. Prior to that, we heard from Nikki Talu with her song Got My Groove Back. Prior to that, we heard from Sarah Saunders and her song Falling. And to open up that set, we heard Last Trip with their song called Don't Cry.
Don't cry, my sweet love, you won't really be
would be far enough away from me. You took your chance when I was weak. Now we're part of history. I give you take, I twist and break, sleeping with the enemy. I can't believe you didn't think all you did was hurt me.
Don't know if you're here for long, but I'd love you to stay. My room.
Now, last trip are from somewhere in New South Wales. They started on a whim and ended in an epic. Last trip is the story of the kids who grew up together on the wrong side of the rainbow, who now gather regularly to record dark and honest rock and roll. And so their album, their debut album, was recorded mostly on a farm in the mid-north coast of New South Wales, in a town called Coolungahook. Now, of course, you have to say that a little bit faster, but that was just Coolungahook. Yeah, that's what it could sound if you don't know what you're doing. So many O's in there. C-double-O-L-double-O-N-G-O-L-double-O-K. Lots of O's in there. But that was last trip. They put themselves in the rock, brooding, and fuzz categories, whatever fuzz is. And then we heard from Sarah Saunders, and the song we heard from Sarah was called Falling. Now, I'm not actually sure if she's still around at the moment, but she's from Melbourne, Victoria, so I'm not actually sure if she's still around. That's the problem when you don't update a certain space, and that's the only source that you might have. And indeed, she does say on her Facebook page that she dropped off the face of the earth. She was gigging again in a cover band in Melbourne. I'm not actually sure if she still is at the moment, because even that last comment was from over almost a year ago. But that was Sarah Saunders. And after that, after Sarah, we heard from Nikki Talu, and she's also from Melbourne. She's electro house and pop, and she's actually seems to be in the middle of producing a new album. But one band that I can tell you is still definitely around are Low Lakes. They were originally from Alice Springs, but they're now in Melbourne. And in a few days' time, they're releasing their EP. And the song that we heard from their EP, we just heard the song that was called Song for Motion. You're listening to Erk FM Australia, episode 222, and coming up this weekend as I record this episode, we have Dead Fest at the Valve Bar at Tempe, and of course I'm looking forward to it immensely. I've been promoting it for weeks. There's been some lineup changes, but there was never going to be a bad lineup for Dead Fest. Dead Fest is a combination of bands that are promoted by Dead Man Industries. And we've had a few guest appearances as well by non-Dead Man bands, so that is going to be a very interesting day and night. You'll be able to hear all of the artists from Dead Fest. I'll be talking to all of them on Erk FM Metal Monday, including our next couple of artists. We're going to feature now the headline act for Dead Fest, which I actually drew out of a hat. Lab 64, I've known of his music now for a couple of years. He's absolutely awesome. He's magical, both in terms of his lyrics and his guitar playing ability. I'm very, very jealous of that. And here is my favourite Lab 64 song. We'll see if he's a rainmaker on Saturday. This is Lab 64 with Thousand Crow Drive.
Welcome to my home of crows. Take your first
takes it to you. Dark skies overhead in the home of a thousand crows. By the edge they feast on death in the home of a thousand crows. Take your soul and walk it right in my home of a thousand crows. Mm-hmm.
to make things easier for myself, what I should just do, I should have just included the last track that we've just heard, included about 4 or 5 times, because I just can't listen to this song once and just move on to the next one. You know, I just keep listening to it over and over again. That was Crusader by my friends Domino. Absolutely awesome. They will be at Dead Fest as well. They'll be on early in the afternoon, so there'll be a lot of hanging out time as well, so that's going to be great. Hopefully, as we heard on Ek FM Extra Episode 4, they'll be in the studio in 2012 recording some of their new material. And so they're a rock band from Sydney who are absolutely awesome. You've heard them here before on Ek FM, and I've been helping to spread the word of the Domino and also of Smoking Mirrors. So what I thought I'd do to end things a little bit differently is tell you that on this episode we've heard from The Mad Pride, Sounds Like Chicken, The Middle East, Kero Dean, Basic Desire, Last Trip, Sarah Saunders, Nikki Tolu, Low Lakes, Lab 64 and Domino. And now we're going to hear that I was a little bit naughty. Yes, I was a little bit naughty. A couple of my favourite music podcasts, they had celebration episodes recently. Colin from the Ouroboros podcast was celebrating 5 years of being a music podcaster with episode 212 of the Ouroboros podcast. Well, it's not quite episode 222, but episode 212 for Colin for his 4 year his 5 year anniversary. And Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast, they were celebrating episode 204 years of their show. And so what happens sometimes, I know Colin does it, I know Dave and Caroline do it, I've done it on occasion, Rolly from Dark Compass does it as well. If they're having a milestone episode, they'll ask for listener submissions based on music that those particular podcasters have played recently. Now, of course, I'm not always one to follow the rules, as you may well know. And so what I did was that I broke the rules. I wanted to share my friends Domino and Smoking Mirrors. And so what I did, as you'll hear, I submitted tracks to these podcasts that they actually hadn't played before. So we're about to hear what happens when I submitted Toxic City by Domino to the Ouroboros podcast. And then after that, we'll hear what happens when I submitted Crazy Horse by Smoking Mirrors to the Bugcast.
Yes, that was the first submission I had for this show, which I got from Tim, who is one of my oldest friends. I mean, he would have to be to offer me a bed and pretty short notice the last time I actually went up to London back in November. He did rather spring that on me. I wasn't really thinking about the 5th anniversary show, which is one of the reasons why I kept on calling it the Best of the Year show. It didn't quite break the show as Tim was intending on doing by submitting the One Track Motorcade track the year after he submitted Drive-By Argument, a full 2 years after the band had actually split up. But that's two tracks in a row which almost broke the show. Rowley submitted a track which is a couple of years old in terms of the Ouroboros podcast, but as he mentioned in his audio, is a track which means a great deal to both me and Rowley, so I really do appreciate him submitting that track. Even though by this stage it's probably not pod-safe, because it was included on the Joy Formidable's debut album on a major label. So I think that's in a bit of a grey area when it comes to being pod-safe or not. So those tracks didn't quite break the show, but the next submission definitively breaks the show. The next submission is from Irk, who has been one of the longest supporters and listeners to the Ouroboros podcast. But he not only has submitted a track which I haven't actually played on the Ouroboros podcast, he also recorded an audio intro with gaps in it for me to put some responses in. So it sounds a little bit like a conversation at points, but it's just an MP3 that Irk sent me with gaps for my responses. So it's a little strange. It kind of breaks the show, but I would expect nothing less from Irk, and I say that in the nicest possible way. So let's hear what Irk and bits of me have to say.
G'day, Colin. This is, of course, Irk from Irk FM. It's great to meet you last year at the Irk Crawl. That was rather cool. I still remember that day like it was yesterday. And though it's not yesterday now, that was August 2011, and it's now February 2012. And in typical Irk fashion, I'm going to congratulate you on episode 500 of the Ouroboros podcast. Of course, yes, I do know that it's your 5th year anniversary. Congratulations. As you know, of course, yourself and Rolly are at least partly responsible for converting me to the dark side of music podcasting. I'm not sure if you promised cookies or not, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun on this side, and music has certainly well and truly overtaken the talk stuff for me. That is for sure. Now, as I said to Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast on their episode 200 special, which will be coming out pretty much the same time as yours comes out, it's always very difficult for me to pick a song to play on these specials, especially because you've been going for 5 years now, and I have been there, not for all of the journey, but for a major part of it. And so do I, be lazy and just select this song?
You're not right, but I don't mind. See, I'm just a call away for you to test me.
You know, I could be rather boring and just say, hey, Colin, can you play me Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band again? And I'd be totally happy with that. I could play you a heavier track. But I know that you're not necessarily a fan of the heavier stuff, and I appreciate that, and I understand that. Even though, of course, you know that I do have a metal show, even though you're 12 months behind on my show, that's quite all right. So I thought that I would pay tribute to one of the segments on your show that I do enjoy, the Weird Track of the Week, or as I've called it at least once, the Wee Track of the Week. And so, Colin, I'll ask you the question. Do you like Britney Spears?
Not really.
So I'll ask another question. Colin, do you like System of a Down?
They're okay. I'm not a massive fan.
So, Colin, would you like someone to mix Britney Spears and System of a Down?
Why the hell not? Sounds interesting.
Lucky for you, I'm going to cheat, and I'm not going to be boring and play Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band. I'm not going to play a heavier track for you, or one of the other tracks, one of the hundreds of other tracks that I've heard via you. You know, I could, feature Blue Juice, or somebody like that who you introduced me to. Or I could play a song that I introduced to you from a local bath artist that you didn't know about. But instead, some friends of mine, they've combined Britney Spears and System of a Down. You know the Britney Spears song, Toxic?
Unfortunately.
You know the System of a Down song, Toxicity?
Yeah, that's one of their better ones.
Well, my friends, Domino, They're a Sydney rock band, and they have recorded and they have combined Britney Spears and System of a Down. Who would have thought? So I think this perfectly fits in for a weird track of the week. At this stage, my live recordings are the only ones that we have. They haven't recorded this song in the studio yet. But here is Domino's Toxic City, which combines Britney Spears and System of a Down. Colin, congratulations on episode 5 million, and I hope that you stay around for another 5 million. Congratulations. Thanks, Domino. You guys are awesome.
Oh,
So thanks to Erk for that unusual submission to my 5th anniversary show. It's weird that I had two submissions of live tracks when I generally try to avoid playing live recordings of tracks on the Robberous podcast. But that's what Erk chose to do, and I thank him for his contribution. Even though, again, you have to wonder slightly about the pod-safe nature of that track.
Little story to tell you. About somebody who broke the rules. Colin, who's in the chat room at the moment, recently celebrated his 5th anniversary on the Erebus podcast. And in the same way, he also asked listeners to submit their favourite tracks from the last year into his 5-year anniversary show. Our next track has been submitted by Erk from Channel Erk, Erk FM. He did the intro for the show. And he did exactly the same on Colin's show as he's about to do on ours. Check this out.
G'day, Dave and Caroline. This is Erk from Channel Erk and Erk FM. I haven't been listening since episode 1, but I've been there for a major part of your journey up to episode 200. And of course, I got to meet you guys in person and be a special guest in the studio for episode 174 of the Bugcast, which seems like such a long time ago, back in August 2011. On behalf of my mum Judy and myself, I'd like to thank you for your friendship and also for your great podcasts and music over the last few years, and I hope that you have many more. Now, of course, these milestone episodes where you ask for people to submit tracks, it's very, very difficult because, as you guys would say, you play stonking music every week. And so it's hard to say there's one song which I could submit that no one else would submit. It's very, very difficult indeed. You know, do I select music that I found via you, such as the Level O Swing Orchestra song Poetic Pitbull Revolutions? You know, do I play you that song? Or do I play you another song that you've played, such as a song that I've actually played on this week's episode of Erk FM Australia? Do I play Tenpenny Joke and their song Caroline? Or do I do something different, and do I feature music that I have introduced to you? You know, that's an option. You know, there's things like Naked by the band Me. Or do I go something a bit heavier? I know that you love the girl power, so do I go for something like a bit of a Motors, go a bit heavier? Do I play some Found Your Road? You know, guys, I could do all that, but instead I'm going to break the rules, and I'm going to give you the first exclusive non-Australian podcaster airplay for a new favourite band of mine. They're from the central coast of New South Wales. They're called Smoke and Mirrors. They're smoking hot, and the song that you're about to hear is called Crazy Horse. It's an earworm of mine. I know you guys love earworms as well. I think you'll really, really enjoy it.
Right away, I made you mine. I have a wild time. But oh, the world that I grew. one ain't good. You wanna turn into a dope romance? I would really do it if you should. Finally, we had a chance. Don't throw your love away. You're the ones who learn the hard way. To let this one be in my friend, and I'm never gonna wanna let you go. What do you do when there's a chance to take the cheese? And I'm the way to go, you're guaranteed to leave. My life's a lover, but your breath I count to ten. While I try not to make up my mind again. Don't get me wrong.
My
thank you.
Goodness me. That was hilarious.
That was...
What a...
I would love to see the lyrics written down.
How do you spell in the first place?
Can I just say...
Yes.
That's almost as eclectic as... Bernadette.
Thank you very much indeed for breaking the rules, breaking the show, and... presenting us with an absolutely fantastic track.
You're a very naughty boy, but we'll forgive you because that was pretty
exactly
pretty
exactly. It went down very well in the show, in the chat room. So yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed.
And now that I've been a little bit naughty, it's time for me to go and sit in the corner. And until next time, I'm Eric. Thank you very much for listening. And it's good night, Interweb.